everybody needs to take part. If we don't, like I said, work as a team, we're in, we have big problems coming.
Okay, so how do folks reach out to you? And you mentioned some of the things that you need. You need money, you need volunteers, you need a lot of things. Tell me again how they can reach out to you.
So they can find us at rethinkgop.org. For myself, richard@rethinkgop.org. They can contact me. I will get back to them. I have no social media on this. This is something that came out of nowhere. I was approached by Dr. Kelly Ward in Arizona, who I became friends with through another fundraising opportunity with a friend of mine who ran for Congress in Washington State. She said, you have to do this. There's no backing out. Nevada's turning into California. So like I said, I'm in. I'm ready to go. Anybody that wants to help on any way that they can, if they want to get educated, rethinkgop.org is the place to go.
Richard, thanks for being a part of show today. This is going to be vitally important, and it's got to be all hands on deck, including yours, including mine. Richard, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Be well.
There you go. And this is one we'll have on again. Richard will be on again. Richard Frederick, the executive director of Nevada Rethink GOP. That's rethinkgop.org. Stick around. Don't forget, I've still got a $100 VIP dining card to give away from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin. Kind of a reward for getting up with us this morning. How about that? Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job? And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here comes the sun. I just poked my head out outside the door. It's going to be another beautiful morning here in paradise. I think it's so wonderful. It's a brand new hour, 6 to 9 a.m. Want to thank Richard Frederick for getting up with us and being a part of our early morning edition. I've got a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse that I'll be giving away sometime between now and 7 o'clock. So be listening. Kind of a reward for getting up with us. And we thank Richard Frederick for getting up with us as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
One out here in the second. Ahmed Rosario with a shot to right field. That one is deep. Going back to the wall, Laureano. And that one is gone. Didn't take long, but the route is on. It is now 7-0.
The action on the Dodgers Radio Network. Big 10-1 win at Oakland on Wednesday. Mookie Betts hit his 29th homer. Freddie Freeman went 3-for-4. Freeman hit his major league leading 37th and 38th doubles. He also singled. He scored twice and drove in another run. LA is the leader in the NL West by 2.5 games over the Giants. San Francisco beat Arizona 4-2. J.D. Davis hit a go-ahead two-run double in the sixth, backing Logan Webb's first win in five starts. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Keeping an eye on some ongoing delays in the downtown Las Vegas area. The accident from earlier, 95 northbound approaching the 15 interchange, that was off to the right there, and that's still causing a backup that stretches to the Charleston curve there. 95 northbound, again, approaching I-15. That's where the problem spot's been this morning. Overnight fatal accident on the surface streets at the intersection of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Cary is still being cleared and investigated, and that intersection still closed. Cary and Martin Luther King Boulevard. Go with Lake Mead Boulevard or Simmons nearby to steer clear of that one. Moving along safely on I-15. 15, 215 and Summerlin Parkway this morning. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up top of the hour, Joel Gilbert will join us. If you don't know who Joel Gilbert is, he's an investigative journalist. He's a filmmaker. He's an author. The director of Michelle Obama 2024. You know, a lot of speculation. Will Biden run for re-election? Will he not? And the fact is, there are a lot of people, including Joel Gilbert, who seem to feel that Michelle Obama may be running for president in 2024. What would that look like? We'll talk with Joel Gilbert coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Pence is next in line for the presidency, okay? That being said, right now, this minute, he is not eligible to be on the debate stage on August 23rd in Milwaukee. He's not. He may not make the stage on August 23rd. But the fact is, he is a force to be reckoned with. He was on with Martha McCallum yesterday. He was in Indianapolis, his home state, so to speak. And this is his reaction to recent polling that shows him at about 3%. Listen to this.
Sir, I wonder what you think about this number, because it looks like most of the Republican voters are not in that camp. It says 71% believe that Republicans need to stand behind Trump. This is the most recent, brand new New York Times Siena College poll. Only 22% of Republicans say they don't need to stand behind Trump. What do you make of those numbers?
Well, I think that's a reflection of the disastrous presidency of Joe Biden. I mean, look, Joe Biden has weakened this country at home and abroad. I just gave a speech here at the Indiana State Fair on inflation, and Biden's running around saying that Bidenomics is working. Good heavens. Inflation's gone up 16.6%. Eggs cost more than 50% more than the day we left office. I totally understand how people, when asked in a generic question, you know, who should we stand behind? They go back to the familiar because they know in the Trump-Pence years it was better. But I got to tell you, everywhere I go, we were in Iowa over the weekend. We're going to be back in New Hampshire this week. I hear people telling me that they know we need new leadership in the Republican Party. And frankly, also in the wake of yesterday's indictment and frankly, the indictment that may come out of Georgia and all the other legal issues around the president. Look, what yesterday guaranteed is that if Donald Trump is our nominee, all we're going to do is talk about January 6th. And I think the American people, like I did here at the Indiana State Fair, want us talking about the problems they're facing and bringing solutions to restoring security and prosperity to American families and all of the American people.
So in the most recent polls, that same poll, Donald Trump's at 54%, Ron DeSantis at 17%, you are at 3% in that poll. The others on this list have qualified for the debate stage on August the 23rd. At last check, you've qualified. You checked the box for the polling, and I believe also for the 200 votes in 20 states. But on July 7th, you said that in terms of the 40,000 individual donors, you were in the five-digit range, trying to make that mark. Where are you now?
Well, we're closing hard. People can go to MikePence2024.com if they appreciate our career, our record, my vision for this country, and even donate a dollar to help us get on that debate stage. And I got to tell you, I've been very humbled at the outpouring of support. But I know, like, I think Nikki Haley and Vivek had 21 weeks to get it done. I think it took Tim Scott 15 weeks. We're at about 10 weeks from what I announced, Martha. So we're working hard at it. I'm not giving out gift cards. I'm not even offering soccer tickets or kickbacks. I'm just asking for support.
People are
stepping up, and they're going to that website and helping us.
You know, are you surprised? Obviously, if things had been different, you would have been probably running on the Trump-Pence ticket again. But when you look at these numbers and the polling, are you surprised that there isn't more support at this point for your candidacy, sir?
Well, it's still early. I mean, you look at, when Mike Huckabee won Iowa, he was about where I am in the polls today. When Rick Santorum won Iowa, he was about at the same spot. Look, the people of Iowa, the people of New Hampshire know how to sort these things out, and they generally decide late. So Karen and I are just going to be traveling all across the states and talking to people. But look, I said yesterday, and I'll say again, this country is more important than any one man. Our Constitution is more important than any one man's career. I think the vast majority of Republicans know that. They know we need new leadership, and we're going to continue to work our hearts out to earn the right to be a standard bearer and literally do everything in our power to make sure that Joe Biden is never reelected president of the United States.
Thank you, Mike Pence. We'll talk more about Mike Pence and his dilemma. He's not there. He's not on the stage, and he may not make the stage. August 23rd is coming up. I mean, we are already into August. I'd like to see him on the stage. I'm not saying go and donate to him or anything like that. That's up to you. But I'm just saying I think he would be a very thoughtful candidate on the stage on August 23rd. You know what it's time for now? It's coming up on 6:40. And that means it's time to give away a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin, southwest corner of Fort Apache and Charleston. I've got $100 VIP dining card. Be caller number five. Caller number five right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number five will be our winner. And by the way, thank you for getting up with us. I really appreciate it. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Roderick Smith of Las Vegas. He just scored a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse. You didn't win today. You didn't win earlier in the week. Enjoying people like Al Rojas and Steve Sherman and others. Don't worry about it, because we got another gift card to give away tomorrow on this radio program. I want you to hear from Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has had to lay off a third of his staff and is doing kind of a campaign reset, and that's why he's been everywhere. He was on a bunch of the Fox shows yesterday, and my guess is you're going to hear a lot from Ron DeSantis. And in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut three, where Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who will be here again, I'm sure, in the coming weeks and months, because we are first in the West. He defended the campaign reset, though, and I want you to hear this. This is Ron DeSantis yesterday on Fox.
All right. One of the things that's being talked about with your campaign is that you led the GOP fundraising pack last quarter. You've also been outspending former President Trump while still lagging behind him in the polls. There are concerns, Governor, about your recent campaign reset. And, you know, I did some reading on you, your former military. Naval supervisor said about you that you were critical to their missions when you were stationed in Guantanamo in Iraq, for example. Your job was legal leadership and devising mission strategy and prisoner interrogations. Campaigns are like civilian missions. Your campaign recently had what looked like mission failure. Why?
No, it was, look, at the end of the day, you're looking at return on investment on everything. I set out the vision. If that vision is not realized, I make changes to be able to get us going forward. But I can tell you this, when you're on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire, like we've been over the last 6 days, you know, those voters want to see you. And when we're able to go meet with them, talk about our success in Florida, talk about me being the only military veteran in the race, talk about our vision for America, we get folks to join the team. And so this is a long process. You got to be on the ground. You got to be going to all these small towns in Iowa, New Hampshire. We're doing that, and we're having a lot of success with doing that, and we're going to continue to develop that. So we're on a good track. And yes, we did raise more than both Biden and Trump. We actually spent less than Trump in the second quarter, but the reality is we're continuing to have great success on all those fronts. So we're looking forward to continuing the momentum.
Governor, I want to say this because your opponents, I mean, it's a primary. They're going to hit you with what they see. So I want to get your reaction to this. Trump PAC statement here. Team DeSantis has lit tens of millions of dollars on fire. In return, DeSantis has seen a collapse in polling. The people left suffer are a few dozen low and mid-level staffers. If Ron actually cared about spending the money wisely, he'd refund every dollar he has left and go back to governing Florida, which is what he was elected to do. Your quick reaction to that, and then we'll move forward.
Well, that's a lot of hogwash for to pack into one statement. The reality is we're laying the groundwork to be able to actually win delegates, which is what you need to do. And so you got to make those investments. We're the only one really doing that on the ground in places like Iowa and New Hampshire, and we're going to continue to do that. And I understand if we weren't a threat, they wouldn't be putting out those statements.
There you have it. Ron DeSantis on Fox. He was on Fox a couple of times yesterday. And in fact, you know what he did? He accepted a challenge from Gavin Newsom to debate. And it'll be a 1, 2, maybe 3 hour debate. Gavin Newsom agreed to a 3 hour debate a couple of weeks ago on Hannity's show. And Now the question is, what will it end up being? Gavin Newsom. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze this in. This was Ron DeSantis, cut number 6, agreeing to a debate with Gavin Newsom. Here it is.
I floated the idea of a policy-based debate, you know, red versus blue, red state versus blue state, between Gavin Newsom and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's a friendly reminder. I'll say, Governor Newsom, Governor DeSantis, economy. That's the only word I'm going to throw out.
Love it.
You minute, then you go at it. Next topic.
Right.
And I'll moderate it that way. And you have my word. I'll moderate it that way.
I'm all in. Count on it.
You would do a 2 hour debate with Ron DeSantis.
I make it 3.
Wow. That would be how many of you would like to see that? Would you like it? Okay. Now, this would be a debate that highlights what are major political and philosophical divides in this country. You know, why is there mass immigration from blue states to red ones? How do you reconcile a lot of these issues that are so important? You know, states with high income tax rates against states that have low income tax rates or none at all, like in the case of Florida. What's the difference between a sanctuary state and states that actually respect immigration laws? What about the issue of America? Should we remain energy independent or restrict the use of fossil fuels altogether? Now, Vice President Harris recently turned down the opportunity to debate Governor DeSantis. Gavin Newsom says he's not only open to it, he'll do it. Now we ask Governor DeSantis. We welcome him back to the program. Governor, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right. You heard Gavin make the offer. Your answer is?
Absolutely. I'm game. Let's get it done. Just tell me when and where. We'll do it. And here's the thing, Sean. I mean, in one respect, the debate between California and Florida, you know, has already been had, as you suggest. People have been voting on that. They've been voting on it with their feet. They have fled California in record numbers. Florida has been the number one state for net in-migration. We have the number one ranked economy, number one now in education, crime rate at a 50-year low. But in another sense, this is the debate for the future of our country, because you have people like Joe Biden. They would love to see the Californication of the United States. Biden may not even be the nominee. You could have Gavin Newsom. You could have Kamala Harris. And I think if we go down that direction, that's going to accelerate American decline. We can't see America decline anymore. We need to reverse American decline.
I love it. So in the offing, we've got a debate between Gavin Newsom. He will be one of the contestants, Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. I would pay to see that. I would pay to see that that debate. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Gavin Newsom will do 3 hours. That's I don't think that will come about. But 2 hours, maybe.